An endangered child alert has been canceled for Stark and surrounding counties. The sheriff's office says 17-year-old Felicity King has been found. No details were released. She had been seen last at her home on Pine Tree Avenue in Canton at 9:10 Monday night. Alliance Municipal Court getting a software upgrade. City Council Monday approved legislation allowing Clerk of Courts Marianne Carper to contract with JusticeWare to purchase court case management system software for no more than $31,250. Finance Committee Chairman Ed Lonas says the current system and new software will be in use simultaneously. The new system will be fully operational in January 2027. Council also approved an ordinance to transfer any non-productive city-owned parcels to the land bank. Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a former East Canton police officer on charges of theft and theft in office. The secret indictment for 52-year-old Brian Pittman of Louisville was issued last month. He pleaded not guilty during arraignment Friday in common pleas court. Pittman accused of submitting false records to be paid for hours he did not work. The indictment states he took between $1,000 and $7,500 between June 2024 and January of this year. Pittman resigned in January after more than 2 years with the department, a pretrial hearing scheduled for Monday. The sheriff's office is investigating. Criminal charges have been filed against a woman who left a dog in a hot car in Hartville. Police say the dog, which was left in the vehicle without water or ventilation for more than an hour, died July 28th. The 49-year-old Northwest Canton woman is charged with cruelty to animals and falsification. She's free on bond and will be arraigned Wednesday. A candidate for North Canton City Council will not appear on the November ballot. The Board of Elections says Joshua Sauter failed to sign a statement of candidacy on his petition. He also didn't collect enough valid signatures. Sauter was one of five people who filed a run for three at-large seats. The board also did not certify four local options. They cited a lack of enough valid signatures, Lost Trail Winery in Marlboro Township, Laymore Enterprises in Maslin, a roadside tavern in Canton Township have until Friday to submit notarized affidavits, proving signatures are genuine. Louisville City Council Monday approved additional funding for street paving. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
North Star Asphalt will install nearly $1 million of paving in the city this year. $774,000 will be used on city streets, while $256,000 will be paid to pave the Metzger Park parking lot. An additional $100,000 will be transferred from the general fund to the paving fund, bringing the total to $996,980. Council also awarded a $267,750 contract to CCI Commercial Construction to renovate restrooms at Al Jansen Park, and they learned that the income tax revenues are running 4.9% ahead of July 31, 2024.
Washington Township trustees handle miscellaneous business. Monday, trustees approved the purchase of eight tires from Scott's Repair for two fire department vehicles. Cost about $10,000. The board also hired Stubblefield Roof and Tree to trim trees along township roads at a cost of up to $25,000. Trustee Wayne Wallace says the other quote obtained by the road department was nearly double that figure. Resurfacing of Baton Street was completed 2 weeks ago. The United Local School District has unveiled its new K-12 building in Hanoverton. The 16,000-square-foot facility was dedicated Saturday. The nearly $50 million building was paid for with $28.9 million in state funding through the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission. The remainder was covered by revenue from the Nexus gas pipeline and a nearby compression station. Construction began in May 2023. Most of the previous facility was demolished last month with a portion salvaged for renovation. Convicted sex offender arrested in Youngstown following deportation to Guatemala is headed to prison. 66-year-old Padilio Ramos was sentenced Monday by federal judge Pamela Barker to 18 months behind bars. He was given credit for time served in order to serve 3 years probation. Ramos pleaded guilty in May to one count of illegal reentry of a removed alien. He was picked up after authorities received a tip about his status as a sex offender. Ramos previously admitted to entering the U.S. in 1990 on a commercial visa. He was later convicted of molesting a child, served 2.5 years in prison, and was deported. Ramos later reentered the U.S. and had been living in Youngstown for 2 years at the time of his arrest. 10 children were removed from a Youngstown home Friday morning. Police and Children's Services conducted a walkthrough at the East Dewey Avenue address. WFMJ-TV reports they found deplorable living conditions. The house was deemed unsafe for habitation. 27-year-old Melissa Canos was charged with endangering children. children's grandparent and the mother of another child were also charged. Police were called to a South Avenue convenience store for two unattended children. They found a 2 to 3-year-old at the gas station. A witness said an 18-month-old had been taken by a juvenile male. An officer driving on East Dewey Avenue was flagged down by Kenos, who said her son was missing. 14 people lived in the home, including 10 children. All the children were placed with other family members. Now, the following funeral announcements. A private service will be held for 72-year-old Michael P. Harsh, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. No service will be held for 94-year-old Roger Gleish, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Service will be held at a later date for Robert Lee Showers, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.